Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Said McCaffrey, he just simply does not want to come off the field.
They take it to him. Purdy down the middle, and he's picked by Horn. J.C. Horn. And then he gets dumped by Juszczyk, but it's an early takeaway for this Carolina defense.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just had three throws you'd love to take back. They're all three good decisions.
Yep.
Just a hair late on them. And when you're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them. And he threw it behind him, and all three guys made him pay.
Yeah, Kyle, when you get an F on a test, it's not an A. That's what he's telling us. Those are three good decisions. No, they weren't. Why are you saying it? That's what I don't like about
this
whole...
I don't know what to make of the decisions.
Well,
the throws were terrible.
Yeah, I heard some people in the know in the NFL.
Well, that's Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, but...
I just had three throws you'd love to take back.
Yeah.
They're all three good decisions. Just a hair late on them. And when you're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them.
But
and he threw it behind them. And all three guys made him pay.
Hey, shut up. Dude, I just... He's trying to protect the rat on the table, and you can't. You're trying to be Captain America and shield this kid from what's coming. And he had a bad game, so don't tell us, Kyle, who I respect, but you
disagree.
Lose respect when you play that card.
Yeah,
this ain't James Logan Colts.
I think it's
Pee-wee's.
Fair. I think it's fair that if 11 weeks after Brock Purdy throws a game-winning touchdown to Tonjes, that people are still saying, well, that could have been an interception.
Well, ESPN had
scrutinizing everything. Yeah. And Kyle said, if Kyle said the decisions were solid, then?
You know what's crazy? Is I came in here and told you all, and we were on the chat last night, how Bryce Young, to me, just stunk up the joint. But now that I'm looking at the numbers, I'm going to ask you who was worse.
I don't care.
Bryce only threw two picks and had one touchdown. Purdy had one touchdown and three picks, and the coach called the dogs off in regard to the passing game.
I don't care what the numbers say.
Who played worse?
Bryce Young, because he lost and they stink.
I'm just saying, one has one more pick on the ledger.
You know, it's like, who had the triple-double? Wembanyama's triple-double? He stunk.
I miss him playing.
I didn't even notice him gone.
Can I? It's our show.
They're rolling, by the way, without him.
It's our show. Can I call a lot? I need to call some people out. Just real quick. Take your time. Relax. Evan, Carter, Grandy, Willard, Dibbs, Bonte, Shasky, Spadoni, every YouTube chat, every listener, texter, every sports fan in the Bay Area, I'm coming for you. We get a bad rap when it comes to college football.
Mm-hmm.
But how dare you and I, this station, not mention what transpired last week in Stanford? We didn't mention game at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know it was on and watched it.
Exactly.
Shame on all of us.
Same thing happened last year.
Shame on all of us. Own it.
It's been 3 years.
How embarrassing. We didn't mention the big game at all. We're done.
Promise?
How dare us not mention the big game that took place in Stanford Saturday night? I'm ashamed, and you should be too.
I'm not even close to ashamed. Not even close.
Didn't even remind me.
Not even close. Go work at WCAL, Cal. Go work at WCAL.
How could you not tell? I was ashamed watching it.
We don't do college sports here. And if you want to do college sports here,
on the big
go
game.
Up to Sacramento and do Sac State against, Cusunes River College.
No, we do college sports on here.
I'm in Bears East.
That's true.
You didn't even mention it.
You're wearing a Tulane shirt and you're saying we don't do college football.
He got okay, buddy. Wave. Spadoni already texted me. We didn't mention it.
So what?
I used to go to the big games, Troy Taylor, and go to the frat houses after. What happened to us? Not one call. Like, I'm serious. What have we become? The big game. I just had to get it out.
No, yeah. and who's that to? The every, six people that were at the game?
No, what? There's not people at the game. Why do we not care anymore about college football here?
Because it's college sports. We don't get attached to these athletes. And we've got 19 pro teams in the area to
John
deal with.
Elway on line one. Stoney McCaffrey.
That was in 1979, Goo.
I just couldn't. I was hurt. Oh, man. All right, I got it out. Back to the Niners.
No, I'll tell you what, though. We'll get into the game Tulane Charlotte this weekend.
Stop.
That'll tell you. I couldn't believe it. Listen.
Yeah. I hear you, Fitz.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do college. I can't do college sports.
What is that?
There's too much to
and
keep track of.
You got a Tulane shirt on.
That's right.
You.
I keep track of one team. I'm like John Sumrall. I watch us and I watch who we're playing next.
Spadoni just texted, must not be a very big game if we didn't mention it. And it's got the best name for a rival. The big game.
They took it from Yale Harvard. That's the original big game was Yale Harvard.
Oh, blasphemy, man.
You do realize that everything out here is 100 years less old than the East Coast.
I'm just telling you, the big game used to be popping when I was in high school, man. Damn.
Let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
Frank.
He says Guru is wrong.
All three good decisions.
Gentlemen, hope all is well.
Back at you. Tell
okay.
me. Tell me how
Guru.
I'm wrong. Yeah.
Guru, this Uncle Frank.
Okay.
Well, now, I ain't one to gossip.
Yeah.
And you ain't heard this from me. Oh. But for once, Kyle Shanahan was exactly right. I watched the game on DVR afterwards.
Okay.
I went back and watched the highlights. I went back and watched and went through the interceptions. All three of those by the defense was a good throw. The problem is your boy is compromised. He has his footwork is atrocious.
Mm.
He's late. And his pass has no zip.
Yes.
A pass that used to take him 2.7 seconds to get from A to B now takes him 4.0 seconds to get from the time he decides in his head, that's where he's going to throw to where the ball is going to get to. That 1.3 seconds is enough time for the defender to not only make a play on him, but to make a play on the ball. And that's how Joe Horn got him twice.
Yep.
Okay, so his footwork is the problem because you got a quarterback who doesn't have a strong arm, who can't zip a ball where it's got to go. He's throwing up birthday balloons.
Wow.
And people are just going to run in front of the ball and get it. So Kyle has to look at that on film and say, I can't throw that 15 to 20 second intermediate pass down the middle of the field to Jennings anymore. I have to go shorter in these cold weather games. He has to adjust the game plan. And that's the only thing we have now. Until Brock gets the toe surgery and can drive a football again, that's all we're going to have.
Well, hey, Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate
Uncle Frank.
It. And he was right. I mean, one thing, Frank, I think he tried to explain this to you, and he's right on the money.
But he actually agreed with what I was saying.
No, but you didn't hear the point about He's taking 1.3 seconds longer, okay? And now,
Three throws you'd love to take back. They're all three good decisions.
Right.
Just a hair late on them. And
there it
when
is.
You're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them. And he threw it behind them, and all three guys made him pay.
Goo, 1.3 seconds in the NFL is an eternity.
Just a hair late on them.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
All three good decisions.
And if you're going to be late on a throw, Kyle would like you to overlead him rather than throw behind.
Yeah. And he also mentioned zip or their lack of. I kind of saw that too. But if it's not the toe, I wanted to say the hip is connected to the hip bone and the neck. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, are you more concerned that the toe is not bothering
him? I'm not concerned.
And Uncle Frank is pointing out the lack of footwork?
I'm not concerned. Did he play?
Yeah.
Then he's healthy.
And he said he was after the game.
Let's go to, Anthony in Santa Rosa has been hanging tight. Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing today?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
I'm just glad that we were able to get the victory. And I agree with the last caller, Frank, and Alan, what Shanahan said. I think they weren't poor decisions. I think they were just bad throws. And no one talks about that. The third interception was great. I mean, J.C. Horn pretty much came all the way across the field to get that.
That was a great play.
I don't know, man.
So,
the Guru, why are you just so stuck on it and not able to take the information or see it? You don't got to believe it. But because your name's Guru, man. You're supposed to be the all-knowing, all-receiving.
Yeah, let me open
up your third eye.
All right,
now it's like you have two eyes with a blind patch over it.
All right, I'm going to give you a three on that. But what
like
about
Mr.
this?
Peanut.
Can you sit this one out? I'm having a conversation. 8 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. Does that concern you?
It's not good, man. It's not the Brock that I usually
have known with that. Yeah, that was my point.
And Sunday, too. I have to say, though, too, even though I like Brock Sunday, just the historic is there. With the snow and the rain,
Cleveland has
a good defense.
No doubt.
Not good offense, but Myles Garrett is on a tear, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the call.
So, from Frank and that call, Donnie and you, you're laughing. I'm not.
I just think it's funny. I don't think it's
so. You're
funny.
Saying he's compromised. I'm not saying that.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, he's healthy.
And the coach is not saying it either as a quarterback.
No.
But the reasons, I mean, the picks are the picks. It doesn't matter why they're happening. Can you fix them?
He's playing terrible.
Shay.
Who's he talking about there?
That I don't know.
Call it like you see it.
I didn't lose a lung on the big game.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I lost something.
Yeah, that was the...
No, people, I'm getting a lot of love.
No, actually was the most... You want to talk about where a sports take goes to die. Talk about college sports in the Bay. It's whatever resonates means, it's the opposite of that.
And that bothers me.
Yeah. We're not a college town. This ain't Ames.
When Lamont Murray and Jason
Kidd
beat Duke in the tournament, this place was popping.
Yep. 32 years ago. 32 years ago. The bottom line, we're more sophisticated out here, Goo. We're more sophisticated. You want to get to Yakima, do a little Washington State football?
I want to give you some Niner trivia, see if you, Evan, and the listeners can get it.
Of course I'll know it.
So Cleveland Furrow got a sack last night. He leads the league or is tied on the team with 2 sacks. Can you name who's tied with them, Evan?
On the Niners?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Now, I'm assuming it's active members.
Hold on.
There's no way he has more sacks than Bryce Huff, though.
Well, it's 2 with Bosa. Yeah.
Wait, Nick Bosa leads the Niners in sacks this year with 2.
Yeah.
Who else has 2? Huff's got to have 2.
Burrow has 2.
What about Huff?
I don't know how many he has, but I just got I got it locked in on the phone. It was tied with Bosa for 2 team lead. Tell me I'm wrong, E.
We'll go to the tape.
Give me a sec.
All right. Yeah.
Huff doesn't have 2 sacks?
I'm just telling you what I read. I got
He's
it right
close.
Here.
He's been close.
And tell me, ask who I got it from. Our guy
49er
Madsen.
49er Frankie.
No, our guy Madsen is sacked.
Well, usually he's money.
Yeah.
2 sacks is the team leader?
Yeah, I got it right. Tell Evan, I got it right.
Bryce Huff has 4.
Oh.
I think it's for the second most sacks on the team.
Oh.
All right, I got it saved. All right, I'll tell you.
That's Nick Bosa, and there's one other guy. He got hurt last
Michael
night.
Michael Williams.
He got hurt last night.
Damn it, Kyle. Hold on.
D winners?
Keep talking, Stoney.
Nope.
Evan. Lenore.
Nope.
it's not going to be safe. It's Collins.
Nope.
It's Martin.
Nope.
It's
you can't pronounce his
Elliot.
Name.
Oh, Okuanu.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice, Steiny. I'm proud
thank
of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Derek in Walnut Creek. Hey, Derek, how you doing, man?
It's okay, Goo.
Well, let me, you guys ever seen the movie The Big Lebowski?
It's oh, of course, movie. Yeah.
Forget about the effing toe. Forget about the toe. Guys, you say that you want Purdy to return to what he was. Well, return to what he was against Cardinals, two interceptions that were dropped. How about last year? Just red zone flaccid. So, I mean, I think we know what we have with him. What's changed? Debo, the wide back from 2 years ago. He played out of his mind. That's the, you guys have been talking about for years. What's the difference? You had two Swiss Army knives back there with C-Mac, his best year, right, and Debo. And then you got the best tight end of the generation with Kittle. That's the difference. Brock can't lead a guy. What's wrong with Pearsall? He can't be led. Remember that Monday night game against the Rams last year? There's Pearsall wide open.
He's got to
come back for a contested pass.
Mm.
That's why Juwan is so important. You need physical receivers who are going to get beat up because he's off. He's got to shift his body for a throw. There's a lot of air onto it. The DBs are onto this. It's just, it was nice when he took the reins from Jimmy, happy feet Jimmy, who couldn't stay in the pocket. It was refreshing. But look what Brock stepped into. Those 2 years were magic, but that's all it was. Disney movie and move on.
Wow.
You know what, by the way, you know what Bill Walsh would do?
Tell
us. You know what Bill Walsh would do?
Tell us.
He'd stir the pot. He'd be an SH disturber. He'd let there be a quarterback controversy and then shrug his shoulders and go,
wow, man.
The cream rises to the top. And I love, you know what, one last thing. I love watching how, you know, we have a general driving us down the field in a two-minute drill, right, with our new backup now, right? That's what I like seeing.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate the call. You know, Goo, I don't know. One thing I found out in the last few weeks is, you know, a lot of times some of my best material, you just – doesn't register with you. And the one thing I'll always remember is 3 years ago when Debo was here.
I can't remember.
I said, you know, when Purdy was on a rookie deal, I said, you know, it's almost like they have an extra weapon. Most teams don't.
Oh, he stressed out at the line of scrimmage. It was window dressing.
That's right.
No doubt.
So Debo Samuel is a part of this.
There's
a
man. But when people were ready to run him out of town, and I was one of them thinking he was done, Steiny, now you kind of wonder, man, that was a big deal. Even if the said play, because we know it was super effective when he was in his prime. But man,
but you
can't throw three interceptions and say, I'm not saying you are or anybody out there. It's because no Debo.
No,
it's ready to go.
What I'm getting at is when Brock Purdy was at his best, he had McCaffrey,
I got you.
He had Debo, he had Kittle, he had Ayuk, he had Jennings.
You're stressing defenses
out. And the minute, like, they got up against it with the salary cap. We knew they were going to have to lose one guy.
Yeah.
And they did. And that's
what he did was
a big dynamic.
Yeah. And you're speaking to it. What he did was defenses had to account for him, Steiny, some way, some shape, form, or fashion. Now, remember I told you my boy Reg B said, you stay losing on that show. It kind of hurt me, and I had to tell him later it did. Mattson, the tweet was, Farrell is now tied for second on the 49ers with two sacks this season. He's tied with Bosa and Okuna. I was in the game in the car and just assumed, you know, that was for the
–
my bad.
Done. One of the things that has always stuck with
shout
me
out Mattson
in life, in my days when, let's say I was in high school or college and I would take a test or even write a paper, one thing – and just feel free to go ahead and do this – before you hand it in, check your work. Just check your work first. And you know, had you taken just a little more of a glance
at
that tweet, you would have saved yourself some embarrassment.
Now, that guy that tried to get me to bite the caller before the last caller.
I liked him.
No.
What?
He, when it was all said and done, he was just saying, I am a bit worried about the conditions coming up Sunday, but as far as if anybody's giving Brock the BOD, the benefit of the doubt, that's been me. I'm just telling you.
You don't have to be all things to all people.
I don't like what you're doing because I know what you really feel. And now you're.
What do I really feel?
What was the skater?
Ty Babylonia.
Karaguchi. Yeah. Now you're kind of just skating over to the other side.
Karaguchi.
Yeah.
You mean Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, no.
Or Christy Yamaguchi?
Yamaguchi, yeah. And we know her brother. We know her brother. But anyway, come on, Steiny, stand on it now.
You don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, that is not, he's got to be called out for that performance.
Who?
Brock.
By who?
The coach.
Just a hair lead on him and.
Don't say they were good decisions.
All three good decisions.
He's 8-7. That's not good. That's not Brock Purdy like, Steiny. 20-12 last year in what you deem substandard. But the bottom line is, man, you know, we can't ignore what Mac Jones did and how some people, right or wrong, were clamoring for him. And I think that got loud last night. And Shasky, one of them, in the stadium, Niner fans, were kind of saying, was he going to get benched? And I wasn't expecting that. My trip to the game last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Where's the one?
It's too old.
Yeah, you got to think about all of them, why it's happening. You know, it makes me a lot more hesitant if they're all bad decisions and stuff. But he was seeing it right. They're all really good decisions. He just missed the throw on them. So, you know, I think it is a lot worse when you feel like he's not making the right decisions.
But he wasn't. Last night he was making the right decisions. He just couldn't execute.
Vern, I guess the next question, Steiny, would be, hey, what do you think about 8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions? What do you think about that ratio, coach?
He's got to get better.
Yeah.
He's got to get better.
Especially if they're going to hold. Steiny, Detroit's on their bumper. They got a hard schedule, too. But the Niners are in the spot. They got to have Operation Cleveland. But, man, you need your quarterback to be better than he was yesterday.
You know what? Maybe you don't. That's how lousy these teams are. I mean, are we going to hear?
Cleveland's got a top-tier defense. No, seriously, man.
Okay, so what?
Your
what
boy's
are you saying?
On a tear. Miles Garrett. Then if you do
okay,
this
double
to
team him.
No, if you do this to Cleveland or any other team moving forward, it might bite you in the ass.
See, this is the other thing. I would rather have Kyle Shanahan go up against Cleveland and Miles Garrett than Shedeur Sanders, quarterback in his second game, against a Robert Saleh defense when he just urinated on another young quarterback, Bryce Young. Yeah. Like, this is Robert
I get that
Saleh.
Part of it, the defense,
Robert
I get
Saleh. Just
but
made
they followed
Bryce
up
Young
the Atlanta
look,
game with
right.
the Ram debacle, but, you know, it's about talent. So, you know, they were great last night. They were flying around, and they had Brock Purdy's back for those interceptions. I mean, in the red zone, Steiny, those picks were happening. And the Niners kept him out. Shaiir Brown, give him credit. 2 picks.
Just it's a short week. So, yeah, tomorrow and then it's Thanksgiving. So, can we just make one promise tomorrow?
I got to hit
it. Because it'll be our last show before Cleveland.
Yeah.
Don't sell me on Cleveland. Just stop it. Just stop it.
Their defense.
No.
What about the weather?
Oh.
No, Steiny, come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
So You acknowledge the weather. Why would the weather be worse for the Niners?
Brock can't throw the ball. I was talking about Brock in the conditions.
Okay.
That's a thing. We all know it. Am I wrong?
You better be wrong. You better be wrong.
No, that's a fact. Toyed.
So, okay. Then why would you play him? And I'm not kidding
you. I swear to God, I have no proof.
We have a dome quarterback and an outdoor quarterback.
No, I'm just saying in conditions when there's precipitation and water.
But this is what you do when you pander to the Niner fans. What if it's a weather game? It's a weather game for Cleveland then too.
Right.
Right.
And the results
so
are.
So play through it. Mm. Like, why is that a disadvantage?
Well, he's going to get a chance to do it. I'm just saying he could be behind eight ball if there's
weather. Oh, no, it's going to snow in Cleveland. We got our excuse now.
I don't know.
Weather affects both teams.
Weather is the great equalizer, Steiny.
But there's no excuse.
Yes, you already say, what about if it rains?
Josh Allen,
it's like, okay, it rains.
Mac Jones, they got an arm strong enough to throw in conditions. I don't know if Brock can, and he hasn't in the past. And they lost their last visit in Cleveland.
With a better team.
What, P.J. Walker or T.J. Walker? Who was the quarterback did?
Who's better than Shador?
What do you got against Shador? Don't be
he
one
stinks.
Of them.
Stinks.
No, don't be way.
He's a rookie quarterback, therefore he stinks.
He just got his first win.
Congrats. Who'd they beat?
Raiders.
Just looking for his first NFL win coming up. I'm just kidding. All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.